Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. Of course it was. 10 to 11 then. With me, Russell, on this Thursday night then. So, songs for the world's fastest tractor. Not much longer on the Sit Down tonight because very excited. Clue number one for Andy Mossack is on the way in moments. I haven't opened the envelope yet. I don't know where he is. No idea myself. But I need your help to try and track him down. And 9.5 times out of 10, you and I manage it, right? We manage it. He's only beaten us, I think, once or twice. One of those was, I think he was in Vietnam. And the other, he was, oh, I don't know, he was somewhere in America, but we couldn't track down exactly where he was in America. Tonight, maybe different. Very good. 81333RUSS. If another one flashes into your mind's ear, do it till about 10 past 11, you know what I mean. Now, though, there's two clues for where Andy Mossack is. Doing one now, the other one will be in place of the early clues for the rewind. So just after the 11 o'clock news and the headlines and the weather update and all of that, here is clue number one for where in the world is Andy Mossack. Piece of paper with the clues on it, presented to me. Here we go then. Clue number one. We get the full travel log from this chap in about 15, 20 minutes' time. Forever known as the Mother City, this stunning port metropolis at the confluence of two oceans was founded in 1652 when Jan van Riebeek of the Dutch East India Company came here to set up a halfway point for ships travelling from Europe to India and the Far East. All right. Forever known as the Mother City, a port metropolis, confluence of two oceans, founded in the 1650s, Dutch East India Company, halfway point for ships. Well, I think he's still in Africa. But where exactly, I don't really know. It'll be down south, obviously, won't it? But well, it might be, is it not? It's not the Suez, is it? No, I don't think it's a Suez, really. 81333RUSS. Where do you think he is? The Mother City. It's at the top or the bottom, isn't it? 0345-303-3333. If you can help me out, I'd love it if you could. The man himself in 20 minutes' time, and there is another clue to come. Early guesses then for Andy Mossack. Very, very good. Gratefully received. I shall run through those in a couple of seconds. If you have been in touch, oh, I've got it. Don't you worry about it. Maybe the second clue will either confirm or point you in another direction. But see, I thought it was possibly the top of Africa. So I think you're telling me I'm wrong is the general theme. But the second clue might wrap it all up in a nutshell. And the final couple of situation soundtracks as well coming up. And then it's rewind time at 11:30. Time now, though, is 11. Good evening to you if you just pop by. It's lovely to spend a bit of time with you, of course. Been a crackerjack week for the situation soundtrack. Been absolutely top-notch. Final few of the songs for tractors coming up. But thank you for all of your help trying to track down our roving travel reporter. It's Andy Mossack night again. So he is somewhere on the globe. We've had one clue, and now I've got another one to give you. But let me run through some of the early bits of help that I've had on this one. Let's see what we say. Hi to Colin. Hi there, Colin. Thank you for your text. Glad you like the show. I think Andy is in Cape Town. Go in the other end. Turkey for us, says this teletext here. Hi to Martin in York. Good evening, Martin. Cape Town in South Africa is the mother city. The Indian and Atlantic Oceans meet there. Hi, Russell. Long time since I was able to tune in. Hope you're well. This is Angie in Holmesfield. I'm fine, Angie. How are you? More to the point. You know me, rattling on as usual. Hope all is good with you. Cape Town in South Africa. Cape Town is known as the mother city. Another one, Ian in Chesterfield. Yeah, Atlantic and Indian Oceans meet. Ian suggesting Cape Town as well. On the email, hi to Pam and the Louth Bunch. You're going for Cape Town. James on the A57. Johannesburg Joburg. Kev the Barnsley Trucker, Madras. Okay, so the weight of public opinion points towards Cape Town, but maybe the second clue will finish it all. Keith in Rotherham also suggesting Cape Town. Then. Here is the second clue. So we had the first one, here's the second. Okay. City was the centre of colonial ping-pong between the British and the Dutch many times until independence in 1931. However, the tradition of firing the noon cannon every day from the top of Signal Hill is still carried out today. Well, there we go. So firing the cannon at noon from Signal Hill still carried out today. What do you think? I'm fairly certain now. It is South Africa, obviously, isn't it? I'm leaning towards Cape Town. Might be Johannesburg, but I think I'm going for Cape Town myself. If you know any different, or you want to confirm it for me, got a few minutes. The man himself will be here. I'd say in about 10. Late show at the BBC. Here the Bee Gees. I promise you. 10 minutes, we'll be on. Maybe slightly longer. Who's counting? Who's keeping score? There's the small matter of Andy Mossack. So we've had these couple of clues. I have to say, the vast majority, the one or two that I didn't get to read out, so there are no names on it and whatnot, vast majority pointing to one particular place. So let's say good evening, Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Ross. How are you?
I'm all right, my friend. How the devil are you?
I'm living the dream, my friend. It's fantastic here. loving it. It's a bucket list here for me.
Everybody was saying, screaming at me. I thought from the clues, you're going to be obviously somewhere where there's a lot of trade and a lot of passing ships. So I thought you're either at the very top or the very bottom of Africa. I was really going for like Suez. I was going up the top. And then turns out we think you're in Cape Town.
You bang on. Well done, everyone.
Well
yes,
done.
Yes, indeedy.
Cape Town. Wow.
I know. Do you know, bizarrely as well, it may be it's the southernmost point of the African continent, of course, but it's on the same latitude as Sydney, which is quite remarkable, really, as it takes 24 hours to get to Sydney and it only takes 11 hours to get here. So it's a bit weird, really, isn't it?
Well, there it is. And you're exactly the same time as we are, aren't you?
Give or take, next week it'll only be an hour's difference. Yeah, it goes when the clocks go. I think they go back, don't they, on Sunday?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Yeah. So that will mean it's just an hour's difference, which is remarkable, isn't it? Really
amazing. So come on then, Andy. How comes you're in Cape Town, and what luxury have you walked into completely accidentally on this trip?
Yeah, there's no government ministers for dinner this time. But
really? Oh, slumming it, are you?
I'm actually about to hop on a boat, which is a Ponant ship, which will be sailing off. So it's starting from Cape Town, and it's a remarkable place. I've never been here before, so I'm really spent the week just lapping up this extraordinary place. I mean, it's really magnificent place. It's sweeping bays, you know, around these two mighty oceans, the Atlantic and the Indian. And then you've got this entire city nestling under this just immense cliff face of Table Mountain, you know. Quite unbelievable place, really. I mean, it's totally flat on top. Which to see it, and you can see it from just about every point of the city, it's a pretty impressive sight. I don't know if you've ever been down these parts.
No, I never have. But I tell you, here's my initial thought about Cape Town here, and you can tell me whether this is right or it's wrong. But you see, with certain places like in Australia, you mentioned Australia, you can imagine that you would go there and it'd be, you know, lots of places, big resorts, and, you know, there's a lot of people with relaxation and tourism in mind. When I think of Cape Town, I think of the fact that, look, you know, a spectacularly beautiful location, but it's, you know, it's a real working city. This is, you know, it's a hub and a centre for, you know, a lot of the important stuff of South Africa. Is there, I'm sure there is, But is there a rich, vibrant tourist scene in Cape Town?
Yeah, there is. There is so much to see and do here. And most of it's within the city area. I mean, it really is amazing. to take a cable car up Table Mountain to the top is a fantastic experience. And it's not just any old cable car. It turns 360 degrees as you're going up there.
Wow.
So you get the whole vista. And when you get to the top, it's because it's flat, you can literally take an hour's walk around it with these jaw-dropping views everywhere you look. So that's really a must-do, really. People hike up too. I think it takes about 4 hours to hike up. But I did the easy one and just got on the cable car, but it's very, very nice. We wanted to do it the day before we actually did it. And they have this phrase here: when the cloud cover sits on top of the mountain, they call it, it's got the tablecloth on it, you know, on top of the table, which is quite nice. It's a beautiful, beautiful view. Fantastic view. So you wander around up there. There's even a restaurant on top. You know, it's very, very nice.
Wow.
But then, of course, you can take a little drive out of the city and you go down to the Cape of Good Hope. You know, that southerly point. The place is rugged. It's absolutely starkly beautiful. Baboons are running around and eland is there. And there's shipwrecks, obviously, from the, you know, the seafaring days. I mean, it's right on the point. The southerly point, so the two oceans are crashing there, and it's a very, very it's a heart moment. I mean, the jaw dropping.
Do you see the penguins?
Yes, took a drive just past there. Yeah, that's right, to Boulder Beach, where these penguins are sitting there, hundreds and hundreds of them. Some of them can even just waggle up to you, and if they're being very brave, they just sort of nonchalantly look at you and pass by. I love penguins. I've always loved them. I find them extraordinarily amusing. And they're like little waiters, aren't they? They're lovely, but they're so elegant when they go in the water.
Oh, beautiful. But
they're great. Yeah, you can do that. And then, of course, you've got the South African wine country, you know, I mean, South African wines are really come on now. And Constantia and Stellenbosch are the two wine regions. And that's just like 15 minutes outside of the city. So another great thing to do, go a little bit of wine tasting. Beautiful botanical gardens here called Kirstenbosch, over 100 years old, acres and acres and acres of these beautiful botanical gardens. And the locals, you do like a proper local, you become, get a picnic, go and sit down by the lake and just sit around and enjoy yourself, which is what they're doing today. Yeah, they're lovely.
Do you want to know
a couple of other things I did?
Do you want to know my one pub quiz fact about Cape Town?
Go on.
I'll tell you this. Well, it's not so much about Cape Town. It's more about Table Mountain. I heard this. This is that there are more plant species just on Table Mountain than there are in the UK. All of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the UK, but you're right. It's got its own, plant system or something where some of them are unique to Table Mountain and nowhere else in the world.
Isn't that amazing? Oh, man.
It is. It's fantastic. Really, really is amazing. But the other thing I did downtown in Cape Town, they've got the waterfront, which is a bit like our dock down in Docklands in London.
Right.
They regenerated the old port area because obviously the port area before the Suez Canal came along was the place, obviously, for ships passing through. So once the Suez Canal opened, it kind of fell into disrepair. And now it's been regenerated and there's all kinds of lovely stuff there, shops and retail shops and restaurants and all kinds of stuff. And then District 6, which is very, very interesting. I don't know if you heard of District 6 here, but it's where the apartheid situation happened in Cape Town. 60,000 people got displaced in the 60s and moved into townships. And District 6 has got a really, really interesting museum, just kind of looking at all of that. And most of the people who worked there were around in the 60s when it all happened. So they're very interesting people to talk to. And that sort of District 6 area is still in a contentious area. And it's just really, you know, where history was made, really, okay. At the time.
Well, I've got to ask a question.
Towns? Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, I've got to ask a question about this, because you hear all sorts of things around. Mm. And this is a general question for all of Cape Town and all of South Africa, I would have thought, on this one. And it'd be interesting, though, because you're, you know, this is what you do. And you travelled all over the world. A lot of people, for right or wrong reasons, will think of Cape Town and South Africa and think that it's not particularly safe as a tourist. Mm-hmm. Is that the case? Are they doing anything about that, or is that just the reality of life?
Yeah. There is. They're making a real concerted effort to try and combat any prejudice about safety. Mm. They want to make the city as welcoming to tourists as possible. And they do say to you, look, you know, there is at night, like in any city, you have to be careful about where you go and what you do. But there are, for instance, there's a kind of a suburban or internal city, not a police force as such, but there are security people that are paid for privately. And they patrol the whole of downtown, and they're there to make life as easy as you can and welcoming for tourists. I've been really quite knocked out about the way everyone is really welcoming from all cultures, I have to say. And they call it now the Rainbow Nation. Mm. That's the kind of thing for the tourist label, if you like. It went from obviously a strife of cultures now to something where it's welcoming for all cultures. Mm-hmm. They do township tours. I went on one today, which was really, really interesting. A guy called Juma, who takes people, he lives there, he lives in the township, and he took us in. Very, very interesting meeting everybody. The things they do there, there's 3 million people in this township.
Million people.
3 million people, and they've got schools, they've got shopping centres. You know, some of these homes are just corrugated. You know, they're kind of just, they call them unstructured. But they're, you know, these people are just, they live their lives, and they're, all they want to do is try and make their lives better. And considering that they were segregated, in the mid-90s, it finished. So they keep saying to me that they can't. It's going to take generations to go from a segregation situation to what it is now, where it's completely, everybody's sort of multicultural. So it's really quite. It's quite wonderful to see it. And of course, talking about that, you got Robben Island, as a tourist result, a tourist place where Nelson Mandela was there. So he served 18 years of his 27 years in prison. So yeah, it's. It's a great place. And actually, I was in the carnival here last week. They had the Cape Town Carnival, which is not one of the ones that most people would know about. But everybody was given, it's a free event. All the transport was free for everyone to come into the city. So it was terrific watching everybody enjoy themselves. It was great.
Brilliant. Were you up? Did you go on a float? It's carnival time, of course, as always. And did you get involved?
There was lots of do you know who got the biggest cheer of the evening as these floats went by?
Who did?
The firemen with their bare chests, washboard chests, oiled up, jumping up into the crowd and getting everyone to lather a load of oil on them.
Good Lord.
Tell you what, yes.
Wowzers. Now, that, I like that. That's street entertainment, as it should be.
It was. And you know, the good thing about Cape Town is, for once, the pound is actually doing quite well. So it is ridiculously cheap. I'd say it's about a third of the cost of the UK. So it really is. It's surprising.
How much for a slap up tea if you're out and about?
About £18.
Nice. I get myself booked in. There's so much I want to see there. I must go. It is bucket list, but it's one of those things where I've got to make it happen. I would love to go there and see all of this, man.
The weather is lovely, particularly this time of year. It's great. Yeah. I mean, I've had a great time, mate. It's been terrific.
Lovely. Would you like a few Twin Towns before you go?
I'd love some Twin Towns. Come on, hit me.
You know, I know you love the Twin Towns. Let's see how many of these you've been to, okay?
Go on.
And see if anybody in Cape Town is aware that they're twinned with any of these places. That's always the big thing. Antwerp.
Yeah, okay.
Nice bit of Belgium there.
Yes.
Nice in France.
I have no idea why.
St. Petersburg in Russia.
Uh-huh.
Funchal, Portugal.
Ah, well, now, there's a big mountain there, I suppose.
The Funchal, that's Madeira, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Madeira is basically...
Volcanic.
I can kind of see that one. That would work. is it, forgive my pronunciation on this one, Haifa in Israel?
Haifa, yeah.
Haifa. That's 1975, there was a twin there.
Well, it's a port, I suppose.
There you go. And one more here. We'll go for Hangzhou in China.
Oh, yeah. Well, why not?
Got to be about the trade, hasn't it?
Absolutely amazing.
Always about the trade. Listen, you happy travels, Andy, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Next week, somewhere else, not far away, but where?
We'll have some clues. You take care, mate.
All right, take care. See
bye
ya.
Bye. There he goes. Andy Mossack in Cape Town. It's right on the bucket list. I have to go. Amazing stuff. So next week, he'll be back on the road, which will be a Thursday night. I won't be here. He'll be in conversation with Ross the Boss Dickinson next week and another trip around the place. So good stuff. What a job. And I'd just like to say, this is brackets at his own expense. Close brackets. Malcolm number one sent me an email saying, still in Africa, is he? That license fee. We don't pay him. He does it for free. This is how he earns his living. Right,